The Wanderers have pledged to open their doors to more former players to be a part of match days in the future. A new formal partnership was agreed in the summer with Bolton Wanderers Football Club Former Players Association, designed to help with fundraising and social projects and establish a better working relationship. John McGinley is now the association's president, and he has been active in bringing several former players to visit this season already, some of whom who have also featured on Wanderers TV commentary. Chief Executive Neil Hart said that he had been surprised that links with ex-Bolton stars had been allowed to lapse, and he hoped that by working more closely with the association, that more familiar faces could be brought back into the fold soon. He said, "I think the club has lost its way somewhere along the line. I don't know why or when, but something I really think needed to be addressed. I was shocked the other week when John brought Miksu Patalainen over to meet me, and he said that it was the first time in 30 years that he had been back to Bolton. I couldn't believe that would be the case." Nicky Hunt was here last weekend, and we've spoken to people like Kevin Davis, Stelios and Gudni Bergson, all people who were synonymous with the club's history, who we should really be embracing, not making them feel that they can't come back or that they are not wanted. Yes, we focus on the here and now, and yes, this is a modern Bolton Wanderers, but you have to embrace the history and the people who got you here. Although some former players living further afield like Per Franssen, Henrik Pedersen or Gudni Bergson do make a regular pilgrimage back to the club whenever possible, the departure of some established staff members had made it more difficult for ex-players to keep in touch with the club or plan a visit. The association has a busy Facebook group, which also contains a contact number and email address, and Hart hopes there will be opportunities to see plenty more past heroes in the coming months. He said, "John McGinley and I have talked a lot over the last year, and we have met with Albert Lord, who is the association's secretary, and we agreed a partnership where they run as a self-entity but have their committee meetings here, the home of the Wanderers, rather than off-site, which has recently been the case. Our message is that we really want to embrace and engage with former players. We want them visible on a match day, in the fan zone, in hospitality, wherever it may be. The supporters want to see their heroes supporting the club. As a board, our door is open. We have no issues or past histories. We genuinely want to welcome people back and celebrate what they have done for the club."